Hello and welcome back to the January edition of my podcast. My name is Jodie, and on here we talk about becoming your best self through physical fitness, mental fitness, mindset, and energetics. So in December, I decided to structure this podcast a little bit more, but this episode, I am breaking away from the structure because there's a few things I want to say and it doesn't quite fit. And I think that's really important, right? Like, yes, sometimes structure can create or help you change. It can help you get to where you want to go. But if you are feeling a block around the structure and it's that structure that is holding you back from doing something, then you need to get rid of it and find a new structure or do whatever works for you, because it's better to do than to not do it all. And that's a lot of what I'm going to talk about today. A lot of what I'm going to talk about is mindset related, because at the end of the day, if 2024 is going to be the year you finally change, you need to change your mindset. Most of you do not have a fat loss problem. You have a mindset problem. I talk to so many of you on Instagram and YouTube and in my emails and clients, even friends, and I am shocked, honestly, how limited your thinking is. And I'm going to be quite blunt on this episode. I'm going to be quite blunt moving forward, I think, because there is no holding back anymore. We are just going for it. I want you to go for it as well. And I want you to change your life. And I want 2024 to be the year that that happens for you. So if you implement what I'm going to say, then you will change. 2024 will be the year that you see massive changes in your life. But the problem is, right, this is free. And a lot of what I'm going to say is stuff I've learned from mentors, coaches, courses I've done. And I've paid thousands of dollars for this information. And I value it so much. And because I value it, I use it. And my life is constantly changing for the better. The problem with free stuff is you don't value it so much. And so you don't end up using it because you think, oh, it's always there. It's kind of free. It can't be like that important. And so then you don't get anything from it. People generally don't value free or cheap. And it's a bit of a problem, right? Because everyone wants free and cheap. So I'm encouraging you to prove me wrong. If you implement this and in January 2025, you come to me or you message me and you say, Jodie, I put this all together. I've had the best year yet. I've seen so many changes. This is what I've seen. I will be so happy for you. You can come on this podcast and we can have a discussion about your transformations, about how you've changed your mindset. And yeah, so prove me wrong. Anyway, I truly hope you do find this information valuable, and not just to say, oh yeah, that was really valuable. I appreciate it. I don't care about that. Go and use it. Do something with it. That is how you are truly going to demonstrate that you have found value in it, and then you are going to actually reap the rewards of listening to it. So you don't have a fat loss problem, you have a mindset problem. You don't have a strategy problem. A lot of you think you have a strategy problem, you are looking for the strategy, but you have a mindset problem. And it's something I had to learn very early on, especially in my business experience as well, or growing my business. I was hiring so many business coaches, looking for the perfect strategy, kind of implementing, but kind of not, and then not getting anywhere because my mindset was limiting me. I had massive issues with that, and that was what was holding me back. And for many of you, it is the same problem. So I'm going to walk through some examples, and there are going to be lots of lessons in these examples. So listen up. All right. So example one. I had a new client sign up over Christmas, and she actually inquired about coaching much earlier in 2023, but decided not to sign up then because she thought she could do things herself, which is fine. She went for it. She gave it a go. And what she actually ended up doing was kind of making things worse for herself. So she thought she had to lose weight, and she cut out food, she restricted, ended up developing a bit of a binge eating problem. And because of the binge restrict cycle that she put herself in, she ended up gaining the weight that she lost back anyway, and kind of ending up in a, I wouldn't say worse situation than what she was, but she wasn't where she wanted to be, right? And you kind of don't want to go developing eating disorders along the way. There is a very fine line between calorie counting, calorie deficits, and making progress, but then also calorie counting, restricting food, developing an eating disorder. And you don't want to go there because it's not fun. Trust me, I have had that experience. Anyway, so when she inquired about coaching, I was very clear, and I'm so clear with everyone that inquires. I tell them exactly what they need to do, exactly where they are going wrong. And then if they want to work together, that's fine, because I know it's not the strategy that I really help with. It is the mindset, it is the accountability, and I love that. So that's why coaching is so valuable. Anyway, she didn't take my advice from the start. She chose to do what she thought was right because her underlying beliefs were so strong. And that's usually the case, right? Most of you have this belief that to lose body fat, you need to lose weight, you need to be in a calorie deficit, you need to eat less, you need to restrict food. And for some of you, that might be the case. I wouldn't restrict food altogether, like, or certain foods or anything like that. You need to keep your relationship with food healthy. But for a lot of you, and a lot of people I attract, you don't need to lose weight. You don't need to be in a calorie deficit. In doing that, you are only holding yourself back from losing body fat and from doing things properly in a sustainable way and from getting your best body. So even though I told her, you don't need to lose weight, you don't need a calorie deficit, this is what you need to focus on, she didn't do it because she had that belief that was so strong. And for most of you, that is the case. And for you to actually go along a different path to what you believe currently, that is really hard to do. You actually have to break down your current beliefs in order to be successful going down that other path. And if you don't do the belief work, then you are not going to stay doing the actions down that other path consistently enough to get a result. And then you're also going to think that doesn't work either. And then it's just a mess, right? So it is very, very important that you are questioning your current beliefs. Are they working for you? If they're not, then let's break them down. Let's get rid of them. Let's put new beliefs in place. And that is hard to do, right? Especially if you're trying to do it alone, because in order to really program those new beliefs into your subconscious mind, you need to do actions that feel very uncomfortable. You need to be consistent. And then not just that, you need to trust the process when it looks like it's not working. And to really believe something to be true, you need to see evidence for it yourself in most cases. And often that evidence is going to come after a long time of doing things when it looks like it's not working. And it's really hard to do. You know what's funny as well? This client, since signing up and eating slightly more, her weight has been dropping anyway. And I see that happen a lot. You give someone the right amount of food that they actually need to support their activity levels and to support their body functions, and then your body drops a bunch of stress. You end up putting more energy into your activities. You end up increasing your non-activity thermogenesis. And then you end up losing weight anyway, eating more food. And it sounds like it's not possible, or it's a joke or something. And a lot of coaches that don't actually understand the body and the process and how stress impacts things, they will tell you it's not possible. But I've seen it happen time and time again. All right, so another example. My friend who wants to start a business has been reaching out to me for some advice, and I love talking about business because if I can help anyone not go through the struggles that I have been through in either fitness or in business, it makes me so happy. So she's reached out before and I've given her some advice. Do you think she's actually taken the advice and done it? No. So she's currently 6 months behind from where she could be because she hasn't implemented what I told her to do, not because she didn't know what to do, but because her mindset, Right. And it's so clear to me when I'm talking to her. It was really funny because she was just listing excuse after excuse. And I was just like, that is ridiculous. Like, just go and buy a tripod. It's not that hard. It will take you 1 minute right now. If you don't have time because you are looking for a job and that's taking a lot of time, make time around that. Like, no one has time. And I always go back to this example of when I was building my business online, I was working full time as well as working part time in a gym, because I think it's very important to get experience in the gym if you want to be an online coach or personal trainer. So I was doing that whilst building online. I had no time. I literally had no time. I was also taking care of a puppy at the time. It's like, I don't know how I made it work, but I wanted it so badly. I was so committed, so determined that I made it work. I made time. I sacrificed some other things. Yes, I sacrificed going to parties and spending a lot of time with friends and out and about, but I also was going to the gym 4 days a week myself. Like, I was doing it all because I chose to and I wanted it. And so if anyone tells me, unless you're a mum, I understand mum's a different story, but this friend is not a mum. She doesn't have kids. She has time. She has all the time in the world, really, even though she's going to be working full time. It's not an excuse. Then she was going on about how she doesn't know how to do this. She doesn't know what software she needs. And I was like, you don't need any of that right now. You need to get out of your head and just do it. Why are you not doing it? Because you think you need to be perfect. You think you need to show up in a certain way. And you are just holding yourself back because at the end of the day, no matter what preparation you do, you are not going to be able to show up how you need to show up, how you want to show up until you have experience actually showing up online, finding your voice, and becoming confident in front of the camera as well. It's all a process, and you kind of have to take that first step for the next step to unfold. And it's so much better when you do things that way as well, because then it's very clear what you need to do next. You don't find that overwhelm because you're taking one little step at a time and you're just taking action. Whereas if you think you have to have it all perfect at the start, you create this overwhelm because it's like, oh my God, there's so much to do. There's so many things I need to get right and do before I can even do this. It's just silly. So small steps add up to big progress. If she had have started 6 months ago, she would already have an audience right now. Because she didn't start when I told her to, she doesn't have an audience. And she's starting 6 months later. Like, everyone wants things fast, right? But they're not willing to actually just go for it and do it now and stay consistent. And that's why you're not getting things faster. So the last example, this is something that a lot of people don't like to hear, but again, like, I have to be honest with you because this used to hold me back as well, and I am so thankful. I think I've told this story before, but I am actually so thankful for a past mentor who was very good at selling. He signed me up for something that I truly could not afford at the time. I put it all on a credit card. I had no idea how I was going to pay it off. I did, of course, because of my beliefs around credit, debt, and how that works. That's another topic though. But I'm so thankful he sold me into it. And that course literally changed my life. Like, it made me such a competent coach and personal trainer. And if I didn't have that experience, then I don't think I would be where I am right now. So, this example is I don't have the money. And I hear it even for, so my inner circle, right? It's literally $5 a month. It is so cheap on purpose, but kind of not. Like, it's probably not a good thing looking at the whole fact that people don't value free or cheap. There is so much value in there for $5 a month. It is ridiculous. If you do everything I encourage you to do in there, and if you actually take the information on board and you don't rush it, you go slow with it, you will change in so many ways. But people say they don't have the money for it. And what I encourage you, which is fine, like, I don't care, it doesn't bother me at all. Like, I'm not really making money from $5 a month, right? But what I encourage you to start saying instead, because it's empowering, is I don't value it. I don't have money is disempowering. It's putting you in a lack energy, which means you're just going to get more of that. You are going to feel lack, and you are always going to feel like you don't have enough. If you are in an abundant, empowered energy, you are going to attract more. You are going to get more easily, or things more easily coming to you. And that's where you want to be, right? But so many of you don't realize what lack energy actually feels like, and you are keeping yourself in that energy and keeping yourself stuck, or keeping yourself always not having enough. So start saying, I don't value it. And then it really comes down to the fact that you don't value change in this area of your life, which is fine if that is the case, but stop lying to yourself saying that you want to change, or you want this, you want that, when the truth is you don't, because you don't value it right now. And then you have to look at why. Why are you keeping yourself stuck from changing when you think you want it? And this comes back down to your mindset, and it usually comes back to some kind of fear. So this fear, I want to dig into deeper. I really encourage you to reflect on how it is showing up in your life in certain ways. And it can be quite subtle, but it's so funny, because this fear, the fear of disappointing yourself, it actually keeps you disappointed. So often we don't do things because we have an idea in our head of how we should look when we're doing it, or how we should feel, or how we should be. And that's just a story that you've created in your head, and it's not true. And so we don't do it because we think we're not going to meet that story or that expectation that we've created. And then in doing so, we disappoint ourselves further, because we keep ourselves stuck, and we feel bad then for not doing what we should be able to do, what we know we need to do. And it's this like never ending cycle, and it feels terrible, right? So for example, one of my clients, she became quite inconsistent towards the end of last year because there was a lot going on, and it's fine. No one needs to be perfect, right? And there will be times where it's very hard to stay consistent, and you have to really push through and be kind to yourself, especially if you're dealing with other things in your life, and know that it's just part of your journey, right? And as long as you keep going and doing what you know you need to do, eventually, then you'll get to where you want to go. But anyway, she started giving up on herself, and started, like, her language just switched from, I'm doing this, I can do it, to I can't do it. And I think I need a meal plan. And I don't do meal plans, because unless I see that there is a purpose and it is actually going to support you and help you long term, I won't do it, because at the end of the day, I think they are not sustainable, and they are not teaching you what you need to learn. And it's so easy to learn how to make a meal plan yourself, right? And if you have blocks around doing that, it's something mindset related again. So anyway, it's funny, right? Like, rather than just doing what she knows she needs to do, she's looking for another way. She's looking for something to validate that, okay, I need to do something else. Like, it's not just me. It's that I need this special offer or this strategy instead. And she's just creating further disappointment for herself long term, basically. So it's not that you can't, it's that you need to stop creating stories of how you need to be, how it should be, how you need to show up, and you need to just do it instead, imperfectly. And when you do, you'll see that you are actually a lot more capable than you thought. And then you're going to feel really good, and eventually you're going to start to see progress, and then it creates this positive cycle, right? But you have to get over being scared of disappointing yourself, and you have to get rid of those stories running in your head of how you need to be. You don't need to be perfect. You are never going to be perfect. You're never going to show up how you expect to, or kind of intend to. Even when I'm doing these podcasts, like, I will be going over what I want to say, usually when I'm trying to fall asleep, and it will be coming up perfectly in my mind, right? And then I go to do it and it doesn't come out exactly how I want it to, but it doesn't matter because we're taking imperfect action, and that is better than not doing and keeping yourself stuck and disappointed because you're scared of disappointment. Like, it's just so funny how it works. If you truly want to change though and keep your progress, you need to work on your mind. You need to work on who you're becoming and the identity of who you're becoming and ingraining that into your brain, because you're gonna have a very different mindset to who you are now. And yeah, do the hard work, do that inner work, because it's gonna pay off. You can do it. You're so capable. Empower yourself. Stop being scared to fail, because there is no failure as long as you learn a lesson and you keep going. Like, you choose to fail by not doing. You choose to fail by staying the same and wanting more or wanting differently. So you can't fail if you go after what you truly want. And it's only when you stop before you actually get there that you fail, because you choose to stop. Failure is something I think a lot of people need to change their relationship with and the meaning you put around it, because then that's how you are going to stop being so scared of it. Because if the meaning doesn't mean what you think it means, then you're going to be able to just do it and not really care about it, right? And often it is about judgment and feeling shame when other people see us as a failure, because it doesn't feel good. But if you know failure doesn't really exist, then that's not even possible, right? So you also need to realize that you're never going to feel worse for doing something. Notice how I'm not saying trying, right? Because trying doesn't exist. Trying is setting yourself up for failure, or yeah, trying is setting yourself up for failure, because if you try, you're giving yourself permission not to do. And it feels good because you think, oh, I was only trying, and so if I don't do it, it's fine. Like, you're giving yourself a way out. Don't do that. Stop saying try. You do or you don't. So you will feel worse for getting to 2025 and still being in the same spot you are now, because you let your limiting thinking hold you back. So stop letting your limited thinking hold you back. Your limited thoughts about money, time, who you are, what you need to do, what you can do, what you can't do, how motivated you are, all of that. Stop limiting yourself. Start just doing. Take baby steps. You are going to feel so much better, and you are going to make so much more progress by 2024 if you do that. What's that saying? Change your mind and you'll change your life. That is so true. So remember that. And start doing some of this mindset work, right? So, I'm going to leave you with some questions to work on if you want to make some changes in your life this year. First of all, what have you realized are your patterns? You're going to need to reflect on your behavior, your previous years, why you're not where you want to be. What are your patterns? And realize that this can take some time to actually go deep and work these out. It might take a few journaling sessions or moments of meditation, but if you let them come, if you go looking for the answers, they will come to you. And then the next question is, what are the biggest changes you want to see for 2024? And then what are you committed to doing consistently to see these changes happen? So, make sure when you are committing to things that you can keep your word and you are not overcommitting. I know that's very common. Like, one of my clients was like, okay, I've been doing 3 days. I think I want to go to 4 days now. And I'm just like, are you sure about that? You've got a lot on your plate this year. You want to do this running thing as well. And I'm just like, I don't think it's a good idea. You're better to do 3 workouts, smash those, and be consistent with those every week than what you are to feel overwhelmed trying to do a fourth workout, end up skipping some or half-assing them, and then just ending up burning yourself out. So take on some commitments. Yes, you're gonna have to do a bit more than what you're doing now, but you need to be careful with overcommitting, especially just because it's the start of the year and you feel extra motivated. So small things done consistently add up. Don't forget that. You don't need to aim for like huge things, just baby steps. Focus on baby steps and doing them consistently, and you will end up in a very different place in 2025. So that is all. Thank you for listening. I will chat to you in the next episode.